know about Christmas. And it's taken from the book of Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, verses 6. Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, verses 6. And it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The New Living Translation says it this way, teach your children to choose the right path, and when they are older, they will remain upon it. Ephesians 6:4 says, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. New Living Translation says it this way, bring them up with the discipline and instructions approved by God. Our children is our future. And as things look now, our future don't look so good. We, as parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, possibly, what are we teaching them? Are we teaching them the truth, or are we teaching them fables? Are we teaching them the truth, or are we just teaching them traditions? The tradition that we was taught, we teach to them, even if it's true or false. Spiritual parental guidance plays an essential role in spiritual maturation of children. If we teach them lies, they'll believe it. If we teach them the truth, they'll believe it. Why? Because we are mommy and we're daddy. We are their first love. Their first love. And they listen to us. We listen. Didn't we listen to our parents? Whatever my daddy said was right. Yeah, you're right, daddy. Especially when he had that belt out. You're right, daddy, you're right. Yes, sir, you know. And that's just how it is. We're the first love. We teach them tradition. Traditions. Tradition means things that we do year by year by year. It ain't got to be true or whatever. We live in a traditional world. We teach traditions. We teach them Christmas, wherein many people, they don't believe in Christmas. They don't call it Christmas. They call it happy holiday. You know, instead of saying Merry Christmas like some say, they say Happy Holidays, because we don't see it as Christmas. Whatever you see it as, know what it is. We have to know what it is and why we say it. Is it a traditional thing, or are we just saying it just to be saying it? Jeremiah, the third chapter, I mean the 10th chapter, verses 3-4, it teaches us about a tree. It's like a Christmas tree that's declarated, that, you know, that the pagans, they declarated the tree with silver and gold, but it was a pagan thing. It was a vain thing. And a lot of people take that and they say, well, you know, we don't want no tree in our house because it comes from a pagan thought. Are you with me? But you know, when we look at that, we don't have to accept it as pagan, right? Because maybe what we ought to call Christmas is, instead of Christmas, maybe Children's Day. Amen? Maybe we should just call it Children's Day instead of Christmas. Because actually, it's just for the children. You know? It ain't for us old, rusty people. Amen? It's actually for the children. You see, it's for them. They get this good feeling. You remember when we used to wait, you know, this good old feeling that we got it. And boy, you know. And, you know, that's the time of that one day of the year you just want to do everything right. You know, you want to be right. You know, you don't want to do nothing wrong for a couple of days, you know. You want to be spotless because you're looking for that gift. We teach them that that's Christ's birthday. And truthfully speaking, you know, we don't know when Christ was born. Some say he was born in January. Some say he was born in June. And some say 25th and other days. We really don't know. But, you know, to celebrate Christ, we are Christians. We don't just wait to celebrate it on the 25th. We celebrate Christ every day. And out of celebrating every day, we're going to hit that day sooner or later. Amen. We're going to hit that right day sooner or later. If we just celebrate Christ every day and not just wait for the 25th. We look at New Year's and we say, you know, when New Year's, I want to make a New Year's resolution. All right. I can't wait till New Year's get here that I'm going to do such and such. Are you with me? What if New Year's don't make it? Are you with me? We ought to do such and such right now. Amen. Because we don't know if we're going to have a new year, but we make resolutions. We say that I'm going to do such and such New Year's. I'm going to do that New Year's. I'm going to do this New Year's. And we this is what we say. But we don't know if we have New Year's to do that. But that's a tradition that we teach our children. And we teach, that's the tradition that we learn. And then we teach them Santa Claus, a.k.a. old Saint Nick. Tradition, fables. We teach them what we was taught. Because we felt good about it. It ain't nothing happened to us. It's normal. It's ain't hurting nobody. You know, we teach them about Santa Claus. At an early age, our children is taught about the Easter Bunny. His name, Peter Cottontail. We teach our children about Halloween and Jack-o'-lantern. And this time of season, we call Christmas. We teach them about Santa Claus. We tell them Santa lives up in the North Pole. This is what we tell our children. The Bible says, train them up. Don't wait till they get up to train them. Train them up in the truth. In the truth. Point blank truth. Teach, bring them up. Up. Not wait till they get up. And you got to look up to them to bring them up. Because one thing about children, and you young people in here, right? Don't get mad at me. Just hear me out. All right? Children, when they get big, especially if they get bigger than you, they think they're stronger than you. And they ain't going to listen. When children get big, they think they're smarter than you. And are you with me? It's going to be a hard time for you to reteach them that Santa Claus ain't right, ain't true. Are you with me? So we teach them old Saint Nick, and we say that he's from the North Pole. Okay? We tell them that he makes toys for all the girls and boys with help from the little elves. We tell our children this. This is Christmas for them. Amen? We tell them that he has a sleigh, and that the sleigh is pulled by nine flying reindeer. This is what we tell our children. This is what we're told to us. What are we supposed to do? Tradition, right? We tell them that, right? You've been here before. You heard this before. And we tell them this. We tell them that it's nine reindeers. And then we tell them the name of the reindeers. We tell them that one of them name is Dasher, and the other is Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, and the main reindeer is Rudolph with his nose so bright. Amen. We tell our children this. This is Christmas for them. This is the Christmas. This is what we teach them. Like I said, some people don't even say Christmas. They say other things, you know, happy holidays, so forth. But Christmas, Merry Christmas, we tell them that, right? And the question, now, if they know all of these things, right, all the reindeer name, right, could they, if we would ask them, could they tell us what the 23rd Psalm say? Amen? Could they tell us what the Ten Commandments are? Are you with me? But they can tell us the name of the reindeers. They can tell us where Santa Claus is from. And before I go any further, I want to say thank you to you, some of you sisters who was here when my son was here at a young age. I want to say thank you for teaching him. My son came to me. And we was just studying and whatnot. I don't know how it came up. But he, at a little boy, he told me the 100th Psalms. I don't even know that, how to say it. Are you with me? But I thank you. Because I know where it came from. It came from you. It came from his mother. It came from Miss Edna, was his teacher, the preschool teacher. You know, and I thank you for this. The whole thing, right? And I was amazed by that, and I could say thank you for that. Are you with me? But if our children could say all these reindeer names, and they can't tell me what the 23rd Psalm is, something's wrong. We're not teaching, but we're not doing what we're supposed to do. And I know it's kind of hard saying it, you know, because maybe some of us is guilty. Maybe some of us is not. I'm guilty. I know I am. Are you with me? Because I was telling about Santa Claus, too. Until, you know, because I want you to know now, this message, this sermon, this is not the first time this was preached. Amen? The first time it was preached was to me. Amen? That's why I found that I said, you know, what was I teaching them? A fable, traditional lie. We tell them that he only brings toys to the good boys and the good girls. Amen? So you had to be good in order to get. What if we told them this, right? That you don't have to get good for Christ to love you. You don't have to get good for Christ to do good. While we were yet sinners, can we tell them that? While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't wait for us to get right. Amen. He didn't say y'all better get right and then you get right then I'll come. He came before we even got right. Amen. You see, we tell them that he makes this trip around the world in one night. This is what we tell our children. He's a bad man on a sleigh. Not a jet, but on a sleigh. With nine reindeers, flying reindeers pulling it. This is what we tell our children. But can they tell us the 23rd Psalms? Can they tell us the name of Jesus' mother, earthly mother? Can they tell us this? They tell us that big jolly man, he can climb down chimneys with a bag on his back. That's a bad man. You know, chimney stack ain't but so, you know. And this man, we're teaching our children that he can climb down that chimney and back up. Little Johnny was talking to his daddy about Christmas. And he said, Daddy, he said, I'm glad that we got a chimney. He said, I see a lot of, you know, a lot of kids at their house, they don't have chimneys. But he said, Dad, I'm glad that we have a chimney that Santa could come down. And he thought for a little while. And he said, Dad, he said, tell me, why do Santa come down a chimney? Why don't he come to the front door? Dad said, son, he don't have a key. That's why he don't come down, because he don't have keys. This is what we tell our children. And then after we give them all of this knowledge that we give them about Santa Claus, and then when they get up to an age, come here, Junior, I need to talk to you. All that stuff I was telling you about Santa Claus, it ain't true. It ain't so. Now you got to unteach them. They done believe this all these years. Now you got to unteach them. Now you want to tell them about Jesus. You say, son, Jesus came from heaven and came down to earth. And Jesus was born of a virgin who never had a man before. And he lived a godly life. He was unspotted, never sinned before. And he was done wrong. He was crucified and on a cross, and he got up and he raised and he was buried and he raised up. Right? We tell them that, and we expect them to believe that. After we done told them all about Santa Claus and now they supposed to believe that. Train them up. That's what the Bible, train them up in the Lord. Train them up. Don't wait till they get up to train them. And as we stated before in this congregation, you train them up with the rod. Many preachers, I've heard some preachers say, you know, you don't beat your children. Because that's slavery. That's just wrong. You know, the Bible, if whatever Christ tells you to do, it's all right to do. You don't have to straighten Christ out. You don't have to do that. If Christ says at the proper time, be time, that's what it says. Be time, let him have it. Are you with me? That's a part of bringing them up. But what we try to do, we try to wait till they get up and then try to, and that boy's too big for you to do that. Are you with me? He done got too big. Are you with me? Because he might hit you back. And then you say, real pastor, you told me to beat him. I didn't tell you to beat that boy when he got up 6'8", 200 and something pounds. I didn't tell you that. Bring him up. Because they listen to us from a young age up, because we are hit their first love up. We are the first love that they know. The mother is the first one they know, actually. Are you with me? And when they get up, they might say mama first, and they might say daddy. But praise be to God that they say mom or dad. Don't say Billy or hey, Billy. You know. Amen. So we raise them up, bring them up. That's the training that we ought to give them. And these traditions that we tell our children, these traditions are just traditions. Are you with me? Tell you the truth, we should wipe them out. Just teach them Christ. Teach them the truth that Christ, teach them from youth, Christ came down from heaven. Christ was born of a virgin. This virgin never known a man. Christ was born. Christ suffered in this world for us, died on the cross, raised up on the third day with all powers in his hands. Teach them that. Amen? That's what we ought to be teaching. That's Christmas, we call it. Are you with me? Christ being born. That's the Christmas we ought to tell them. But when we teach them traditions, we're saying, I want you to believe in it. I want you to be happy and believe in this lie. Are you with me? It ain't real, you know. But I can't tell you until you get, you know. I couldn't tell you until you got a big enough to understand. Are you with me? And that's what we do. We teach them this, right? We teach our children this, and we shouldn't teach our children those things. Amen. Santa Claus, you know, he ain't no way he could get around the world like that. Santa Claus, ain't no way he could come down no chimney like that. I don't care how many pounds he lost. Amen. He ain't going to make it. Are you with me? You see? But we teach him this, that he comes. And we teach that Santa Claus only give on that particular day, where we could teach him that Jesus gives every day. Amen? Grace, every morning, every day, his love, he gives to us every day. We don't have to wait till the 25th to get something. We don't have to wait till New Year's to get right. You know? Today is today. We use today to build tomorrow. Even if we don't get tomorrow physically, we will get there spiritually. One way or the other. Spiritual hell or spiritual heaven. We'll get there. Are you with me? And we build right now, we build for tomorrow. Because no man know what tomorrow might bring, but we build for tomorrow. And when we say about New Year's and this and that, you know, my resolution, I'm going to do this next year or do that next year spiritually, you start right now. Right now. Right now for next year. Train up a child the way he should do it. When he's old, he will not depart from it. Tell them the story of Jesus right on their heart, every word. Tell them the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell them how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. That's what we tell them. Amen. That's what we tell them. We tell them what Luke tells us to say. Luke the second chapter, verses 1-14, possibly. And it came to pass in those days, we're speaking to our children, we're teaching them, we're sitting down, you know, because a lot of us, this is how we do it, right? We have, especially in the evenings when we eat a meal. Either we have a Bible study before the physical meal or either after the physical meal. Do y'all do that? Don't tell me, because, you know, please. Don't. But anyway, you know, in my house, this is what we do, right? We either, there's sometimes, you know, we eat before. We eat physical food and we have spiritual food. We have a spiritual every evening. Or we have spiritual food first, and then we eat the physical. But it's going to come. Are you with me? And that's what we do. All right? In our house. And we ought to teach our children, train our children, teach them Bible from way up. And God's word say they will not leave it. If they leave it, it'll be for a while, but they'll be back. Amen? But we have to just remember what God say is true. And if we believe what God says, we're going to be okay. Sometimes we say, God, you know, I don't understand why you took so long to do this or you took so long to do that, right? God said you're paying attention to the wrong thing. Amen? You're paying attention to the time. You know, you want it done now, but you might not be ready for it. Amen? And tell them the story. Tell them the story at a young age of Christ. The book says in Luke, the second chapter, and it came to pass in those days that there were out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made with Cyrenius, when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone in his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out from the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward them. That's what we tell them. That's what we bring them up in. Amen? Not Santa Claus. Not the Easter Bunny, not jack-o'-lantern. I mean, I'm not saying today that we shouldn't have a Christmas gathering. No, I'm not saying that. Get together with your family. Have a dinner. Get together with your family. Give presents, just like we're doing. But just remember, not just this day, every day. Amen. Every day. Not just this day only, but every day we celebrate Christ. Amen. Have a good time with your family, you know. Open presents. And if you got presents for me, let me have it. Please. All right. Amen. You know, have a good time with your family. If you want to call it Christmas, that's on you. If you don't, if you want to just call it a holiday, call it a holiday. Amen? Whatever, you know, but just remember, Christ, not Santa Claus. Amen? You see, because like we said, Santa Claus only give on this day. Christ gives every day. Are you with me? Christ gives every day. So this is what we ought to recognize. This is what we ought to understand and know. Teach them this. Teach them this. Teach them that we must hear the word. Teach them that we must hear that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Teach them that we must believe that. Teach them that we must repent. One day, every child going to have to repent. Amen? You know, ain't no child just going to grow up and, you know, not you have to repent. Teach them repentance. Teach them that you must confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Teach them that you must be baptized in water for remission of sin. Teach them that you must stay in God's grace. Teach them that you must come to worship. You must worship together. Amen. Teach them that you must give. Teach them that you must teach. Teach them you must pray. Teach them you must stay in the Lord. Teach them above all these teachings. But there's some more teaching than that, but I ain't going to sit up here to say it all of them, you know, because some of y'all are almost sleeping already. But the most of all, teach them love. Are you with me? Teach them you must love. You can't get around that. You must love. You must be baptized in water. You must serve. You must give. You must teach. You must pray. We must. These are some things that we must tell. Teach them that. Teach them that. Instead of old Saint Nick. Instead of Rudolph and the rest of them. You know, they ain't nothing but fables. That's all it is, right? And we say, and we tell, we tell our children to learn these things. You know. And these are not the things that we are. You know, no, that's not important. What's important is Christ, because if you heard the news of late, our children is waxing worse and worse. Now this time it's a girl who came into a school, not a boy, amen, not a man, not you know, a girl, a young girl, 15 years old, shot up the place, huh? Teach, we got some work to do with our kids, our grandkids, our great-grandkids. Are you with me? Tell them to tell their children to tell their children and tell them children about their children about Jesus Christ. Because if we don't, who will? Amen? Our children is in trouble. There's trouble for our future. It's trouble out there for our future. And we must pray. If we can't lift a finger, pray. Amen? Pray. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Pray. Be able to pray. Stay on praying ground. Do the right thing so you can pray. You can hear from God. And God hear from you. Amen? Because if God hear from you, you're going to hear from Him. You see? We ought to be praying for our little ones. Because our children is in trouble. It's trouble out there. And with every breath that we have, we ought to do something about it. If you are here, and you are a member of the church, and you have need of prayer, as we together stand and sing the song that was given to us, you may stand and ask for prayers at this time. Thank you.